The first reading is a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people and said, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter into and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of our fathers, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord my God has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for thus you will give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations. You will hear of all these statutes and say, 'This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people.' For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law, which I am setting before you today? However, take care and be earnestly on your guard, not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He sends forth his command to the earth. Swiftly runs his word. He spreads snow like wool. Frost he strews like ashes. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we hear about the commandments of God. And sometimes people think commandments are burdensome. And commandments are burdensome if they focus on ourselves and what we got to do. But if we focus on, "This is what I do for love." You know, the Ten Commandments that we focus on, the first three talk about loving God, and the last seven talk about loving each other. And when I look at these things as these are the ways I'm called to love God and others, then they're not burdensome. Then they become something I want to do because they help me to love. Every commandment God has given us has not been given us just for him to make us do things. It's to teach us to be like him. And God is love. And if God is love, then we must be love in the world that doesn't know love. Especially now, during all this crisis, our job is to now go from wherever we are and make sure we don't stay focused on ourselves, but we help others as much as possible. So today, when he tells us to obey the commandments and to teach others, we're going to obey, because obedience is greater than sacrifice, and we do it out of love for him and for others. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.